We're here speaking with our friend Malcolm Nance on a Wednesday afternoon. And Malcolm, what's been your reaction to the news about James Comey's firing over the last day or so?
Well, like everyone else, I was completely in shock. And not only was I in shock, James Comey was in shock. He was speaking at an FBI office on diversity in Los Angeles when the monitors around and behind him showed that he had been fired. So this just brings to light the questions that we've been asking for some time. And that is, what is Donald Trump hiding that he required to remove the top law enforcement officer who was investigating himself and his staff? And even despite the fact that Trump comes out today and puts out a tweet saying Comey had assured him three times that he wasn't investigated, Comey should not even have been speaking to the White House. So, and Mike Pence did that again this afternoon, where he said, we were not being investigated. Well, we'll never know at this point if we continue to go the way the president has.
Presumably, if there was an investigation, those files are somewhere, and they're in the FBI even without Comey being there, right?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. These are not the kind of files that, are usually kept in the usual FBI investigation. I have to make this very clear every time I speak. This is not a normal FBI investigation. What is happening is a counterintelligence investigation. That's counterespionage. That is spy hunting. The people who are carrying out this investigation are trying to determine if the Russians carried out a massive attack on the United States, and if American citizens were involved with foreign intelligence officers, foreign spies, to effect that. This is the single most serious type of investigation that can be carried out next to, a murder inside the White House. So this is unprecedented. It might possibly, based on some of the actions we're seeing today, this may escalate into the single greatest scandal in American history.
With Comey now out of office, he, as we've learned today, will go before a Senate committee next week to testify. Are the gloves off as far as what he could or will say, in your estimation?
I think the White House made a calculation, certainly after hearing Sally Yates testify, that they are very aware that people who are dedicated professionals in their job will not leak. And they are counting on that. They are counting on people getting out of their career fields, being fired, being removed from office, whatever, and then upholding the role of maintaining and protecting classified information. That calculation goes out the window when information goes to the Congress. We know that virtually every leak comes from congressmen and senators, Republican and Democrat, and their staffers, and that there's just no way to keep information, even if it's in a classified setting. If it's explosive, it's going to come out.
Now, that said, presumably the Trump administration will not want the next FBI head to lead an investigation into Russia. And at the same time, the Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell today rejected calls for an independent investigation. So I guess the question is, who takes this up if there is some fire under the smoke?
Well, you still have the House Intelligence Committee and the Senate Intelligence Committees. But there have been other committees that have brought up this question. Senator Lindsey Graham says that he's going to go and investigate through the Senate Judiciary Committee. He's going to investigate Trump's finances. Now, I don't know whether that's just leverage that he's, a pressure that he's plying against the White House to get the White House to cooperate on other political matters. But there's more than one. But if the new director of the FBI comes in and kills the Trump-Russia investigation, the spy hunting investigation, that's almost as good as saying that the president personally requires investigation by an independent and select committee. And I don't think when the American public starts understanding this, okay, this isn't like Nixon with Watergate, where he got reelected in the middle of it. This is one where the president has 4 years now. And the first 110 days have pretty much shown to everyone who didn't vote for him, which is 75% of the electorate, that this president wants to stop these investigations. And by making these attempts, if he puts in a Rudy Giuliani or, God forbid, a guy like Sheriff Clark, right, the cartoonish sheriff, then it's pretty clear that he wants a loyalist in who will kill this. The FBI itself will, you know, probably start leaking like a rainfall showerhead.
We, in some reports, started seeing that term constitutional crisis come up. Do you think we're there?
Oh, I think we've been in a constitutional crisis, certainly since the inauguration. This is not a question of just, you know, norms of the presidency being upset. This is a question of the Constitution itself is under attack. The First Amendment, wanting to go after journalists and you know, expand libel laws. We had a journalist arrested yesterday for asking questions because he was too close to the Secret Service perimeter. The behavior of the president, who has just decided that emoluments clauses in the Constitution, it says he cannot make personal profit. He just doesn't care. He's just doing it. And the Republican Party is giving him that cover. And, you know, I think that should this, you know, key information leak out, whether it's, you know, and I've predicted this several times and it's come true, that our foreign intelligence partners have a say in this too. France, Estonia, you know, the GCHQ in England, any intelligence that they collect against U.S. citizens, there's no Fourth Amendment there. This could fall into the hands of Le Monde or the New York Times or the Guardian, and full transcripts that we won't release because we have secret laws doesn't mean that our foreign allied intelligence agencies won't. And certainly, you know, after, Macron in France was attacked by Russian cyber, he and his nation, if they feel the United States is going to cover up Russian involvement in trying to take down democracies, well, they have their way of getting back too.
Okay, last question for you. He comes out on a day when half of the editorial pages in the country are making links to Watergate, sits in the Oval Office today with Henry Kissinger after a meeting with Russia. I know he's a master media manipulator, but what's going on there?
Donald, I have no clue where people get the impression Donald Trump is a master media manipulator. Yes, he's done a good job of manipulating that 25%, his base, into voting for him because they like the WWE, you know, buffoonish showmanship. But there is the rest of the country. There's the 75% of voters who didn't vote for him or who didn't vote at all. And, you know, this country is starting to appear dysfunctional. The White House is appearing dysfunctional. You know, to celebrate taking away 14 million, the health care of 14 million Americans, to invite the Russian foreign minister into the Oval Office 24 hours after you fire the man that is investigating the president and his staff and other persons as potential Russian intelligence assets or people who may have been connected to the Kremlin. The optics are horrific, and I cannot believe for one second that he knows what he's doing. I think he just does what he wants, and he does not care about the other 75% of the country.
Malcolm Nance, as always, a pleasure to have you here in our studios at WAMC. We'll be watching you, and I'm sure the story will continue, and we'll have to catch up with you soon on it, depending on what happens next week.
We'll be here for a couple of years.
Thanks, Malcolm.
Bye-bye.